April 28th, 2003. I'm visiting with John L. Augustine at his home in Las Cruces, New Mexico. He is a former Doñana County agent for the Cooperative Extension Service. And this interview is for the Bracero Oral History Project. So, may I ask when and where you were born, Mr. Augustine?
Where was I born?
Mm-hmm.
In El Paso, Texas.
And when was that?
In El Paso, Texas in 1914.
And when's your birthday?
August the 29th, 1914.
Okay. Did you grow up in El Paso?
No. My mother and father lived in Lordsburg, New Mexico, and he was a mining engineer there and had a little mine out at the close to the 85 mine, and my mother went to El Paso to have me.
I see.
Because there was no facilities in Lordsburg at that time.
Uh-huh. And you grew up then in Lordsburg?
That's right.
Okay. And is that where you graduated from high school?
No. I went to high school 2 years in Lordsburg and then attended the New Mexico Military Institute for 4 years. 2 years of high school and 2 years of junior college.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1935, I came down to New Mexico State University and took agriculture and attended the university here till I graduated.
And you got then a bachelor's degree?
In agriculture.
Okay. And I believe you said your first position with the Cooperative Extension Service was in?
So my first position was teaching vocational agriculture in Farmington, New Mexico.
Okay.
For a year.
And was that with a public school then?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And then I came from there, got employed by the New Mexico Extension Service, and became assistant county agent here in Las Cruces under County Agent Lee Gould. And when he retired, I became county agent.
And what year was that?
Well, I've been trying to think, but I think it was sometime in the early 40s.
Okay. So that would have been during the time that the Bracero Project was in effect.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell me a little bit about your training for the position of county agent?
Well, you just need a degree in agriculture, and that is what it starts you out. The purpose of the Extension Service is to bring information on what is going on at the university and the agriculture department out to the farmers and ranchers.
Mm-hmm.
Experiment work, mostly.
Okay. And how many years did you work for the Extension Service?
I think it was about 10 years.
Okay. And then you went on to something else?
I became a director of the New Mexico Farm and Livestock Bureau. Executive Vice President of the New Mexico Farm and Livestock Bureau.
Okay. Do you speak Spanish?
Only in just pickup terms.
Okay.
Now, I took Spanish in high school and then college.
Okay.
And I know the basics of it, but I can't speak it.
Okay. Can you describe for me what your role was in the Bracero program as a county agent?
Mostly, I would take orders from the farmers for the number of people that they needed to help them on the farm, do farm work on the farm. And by and large, as I remember this, it was mostly to pick cotton that the Bracero program was in effect in Doñana County.
Mm-hmm. And then what did you do with those orders?
There was another organization that handled the Braceros.
Mm-hmm.
That went down and recruited them and brought them into the country from Mexico and made them available to go on the farms.
Now, would that have been the Doñana County Farm and Livestock Bureau?
I don't remember, and I don't think it was the Farm Bureau, but it could have been.
Okay. I think it was at some time. It may not always have
been. Yeah.
Okay. So you took orders, and you took orders for how many workers the farmers needed?
Yes, ma'am. And if any a certain farmer needed 15 or 20 or whatever number or two, why, then we would get them, go to the organization that had brought them in and made them available and get them to take them to the farm.
Okay. And were there any other responsibilities that you had that related to the Bracero program?
Only to try to make it as available and work as good as possible. And the men had to be available and bring them over here and put them, be available to go on the farm.
Okay, and what years did you work with the Braceros or with that program?
I can't give you the exact years. Like I said, I'm getting pretty old and I can't remember exact dates anymore, but during the time that I was county agent.
Okay, so maybe 1942 to 1952, something like that?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Okay. And your job assignment then was here in Doñana County?
That's right.
Okay. Did you ever have to go out to the farms as a result of your...
If there became disagreements or some farmer was accused of not doing the right thing with the men, well, I would try to settle that and be sure that those things didn't happen.
Okay, so you would kind of work with the farmers and the braceros?
That's right, to see that they were treated properly and paid and you know, they did their job.
Mm-hmm.
If there became, and there is between between a employer and workers, there sometimes develops, you know, disagreements and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would try to help to straighten those things out.
Okay. Do you remember any of those in particular?
No, ma'am, I don't. They happen as it would happen in any program.
Right.
And my job was to try to make this program successful and work and get our agriculture products picked, like the cotton picked and out of the farm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever have any reason to travel down to the recruiting station? I think it was in Eagle Pass, Texas?
No, ma'am, I never did.
Okay. Did you ever have to go anywhere else to do your job as administrator of that program?
No, ma'am. Mostly I was right here in the county working to try to get the braceros to the farmers and see that they did the job of doing the agriculture work.
Right. Okay. Did you have any responsibilities for checking the qualifications of the braceros or anything like that?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
That was the people that brought them in.
Okay. Did you ever have any interaction with the Mexican government as a result of your position?
No.
Okay.
All I can say is that these braceros, most of them were tremendous workers and real good people and didn't cause any trouble and wanted to do the job and make the money that came with the job, because it was good pay for them to come over here and get paid.
And maybe you could talk a little bit about why it was necessary to bring people in from Mexico to do that work.
Well, in this country, that was a time of labor shortages. I think the war brought it on.
Mm-hmm.
And there had to be some agriculture work done, and there just wasn't any local people available.
Okay. Were there any farmers that stood out in terms of the numbers of braceros that they used or their treatment, whether good or bad, of their laborers?
As any program, there were farmers who didn't do exactly the right thing.
Uh-huh.
with these men. And we would try to straighten that out too, and bring about a proper treatment of our braceros. And there wasn't many cases of that, but there's always something, somebody that does something, you know, that isn't just right.
Okay.
And we had braceros, some braceros who were not good workers too. And you had to straighten that out and send them back, or get them to go to work.
Okay. And on a day-to-day basis, what exactly were your responsibilities in within the programming? What would you do that had to do with that program?
Well, just take orders from farmers and get them to the people that had the braceros, and then help to get them out on the farm. And that was about it.
Now, would that be kind of a seasonal thing?
A what?
Seasonal.
Yeah, it was in the cotton picking season was when we needed them the worst.
Okay, so maybe towards the end of the summer, early fall, you'd have a lot of orders?
The early fall, yeah.
Okay. And then during the winter time, did you have any orders for braceros?
Well, this picking season went on until finally all the cotton was picked.
And when was that usually? When did that
usually
stop?
Usually around the first of the year.
Okay. And during the springtime, was there any demand for braceros?
Yes, ma'am. They preparing the land for the crops needed, you know, some handwork or human work to get the things prepared.
Like weeding or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it nearly always hand labor that they were hired for?
That's right.
Okay. Did any of them, to your knowledge, drive tractors and heavy equipment like that?
If the farmer needed somebody to, and they were available, they could do it.
I see. Would you happen to remember how many braceros might be hired by farmers in the county over the course of a year?
You mean the total number or for each farm?
Either one or both.
Well, I don't remember, but there were several thousand braceros in here at one time.
In the county. And you would say that would be in the peak of cotton harvest?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the
And then there was other, the growing of vegetables required a lot of hand labor. Just harvesting it and keeping the land clean, and getting the vegetables grown and then harvested.
Okay. And that was things like, what, onions?
Onions. And, onions was our main crop here, all right.
At that time for vegetables?
Yeah.
What about chili?
Chili? That required picking like cotton. And it required a lot of hand labor. Chili and cotton was the big picking crops.
Okay. How about lettuce?
Lettuce had to be harvested by hand too.
Okay.
So we had all of those things.
And what about alfalfa? Did they have any?
Well, the only thing to load the hay onto a truck or something like that, they could be used. But that didn't require a great number.
So they may have been employed within the county year-round, but for different purposes.
That's right.
Okay. To your knowledge, did the braceros that worked at one farm return to that same place the next year?
If they were satisfied, in most cases, the farmers and the braceros got along good.
Did you have any responsibility for setting that up?
I would help them to get back to the same farm.
Okay.
And if the farmer wanted the same ones, I would help him to get them.
Okay. And how did you manage that? I mean, did you have to correspond with them in Mexico or what?
No. They had the people that had them. We had contact together.
Okay. So that would have been with the organization that actually
took them. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. let's see here. Did you require any proof of the bracero's state of health?
As a whole, their health was very good. I mean, they didn't work sickly or anything like that as a whole. There's always a few that have something or some kind of disease or something, but as a whole, we didn't have much of that.
Did you have any responsibility for assuring that they were fit to work, or was that the other organization?
That was the other organization.
Okay. Right. All right. Did you have to keep track of what kind of housing the braceros were put in?
No, but we all wanted them to have adequate, clean housing.
Uh-huh.
And as a whole, that was developed over the time. Now, it wasn't high-class housing, but it was adequate, clean places to live.
And by adequate, would that include running water and...
Running water and something to cook with and that sort of thing, and a place to sleep.
Now, did that necessarily include indoor toilets or not?
Well, there, in most cases, there was no indoor toilets.
I see. Okay. But the what was the Cooperative Extension Service responsibility for ensuring that that housing was adequate?
Well, if it turned out to not to be, we would work with the farmer to get him to fix it.
Uh-huh.
To take care of the situation.
So that was mostly just a matter of persuading them to do it?
That's right, that's right.
Okay.
Because they, in the final analysis, it could be brought out that they could lose these braceros
right.
if they didn't do the right thing.
Did they have to do that at their own expense?
Yes.
Did you handle any of the work contracts for the braceros?
Only to furnish the forms and that sort of thing.
Okay. So did you do most of your work on the phone, or did you go to the farms to find out how many braceros people needed?
Well, both ways. They would come to me, the farmers would, and request that we get them so many, or I was out in the farming community too.
Okay, so half of one and six a dozen.
Yeah.
I mean, six of one and half a dozen of the other. Okay. Did you have any oversight of the braceros at the time that their contracts were over?
You mean what they would do then?
Right.
Well, they were supposed to be taken back to Mexico.
But that was by the other agency. Okay. So did the Cooperative Extension Service have any requirement for, like, closing out the books on a particular bracero or anything like that?
No, we didn't do much of that.
Okay, so you're mostly kind of like a go-between.
That's right.
Okay. In your opinion, what effect did the bracero program have on undocumented workers coming into the county?
What do you mean by an undocumented? I thought they were undocumented.
Well, the braceros were people who were legally sanctioned by both the U.S. government and the Mexican government. I'm talking about
the ones
people
that,
who were not
who came
part,
across the border on their own.
Right.
Well, probably they had some places they'd been working and came back. But as a whole, I think the bracero program was what was relied on during that time.
Okay. So do you think that the fact that the bracero program was in effect reduced the number of illegal crossings?
Oh, yes.
Okay. What about relations between Doñana County and Mexico and Mexican government. Do you think that was pretty good during that time?
We didn't have any argument that I remember, big thing. Because they were, the braceros were needed, and the braceros needed the jobs. So I, what our job was to get them together and get them in here to work it.
Okay. Did you have any complaints about discrimination against the braceros by any of the local farmers?
It wasn't anything big.
If those kinds of complaints arose, then did you have some responsibility for working those out too?
We would try to get together and get them straightened out.
Okay. To your knowledge, did any of the braceros end up working with crews that included people who had crossed illegally?
I don't think we had a problem with that.
That was not a problem?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Did you ever have to arbitrate if the farmers had problems with braceros who were, say, having a little bit too much fun on Saturday night?
Yeah. Once again, I would get into those things if asked or if I saw that I needed to do it to straighten out something.
Mm-hmm.
And we did pretty good at it. Nothing fighting or anything like that. Just a matter of trying to get people to do the right thing. And if the braceros wouldn't do the right thing, they would have to go back.
Do you remember any specific incidents?
No, ma'am, but I know there was some.
Okay. I understand that some of the farmers may have received workers who did cross illegally, and I wanted to know if there was any awareness on your part of such farmers, and if you had any responsibility for trying to make them legal by bringing them into the bracero program.
No, ma'am, I didn't get mixed up in it.
Okay. To your knowledge, was there any labor unrest among the braceros in this county?
Well, there are always dissatisfied workers that want more or do less, but it wasn't a big problem. We never had a big problem with that.
How about criminal behavior?
Well, once in a while there were those too, and the sheriff's department took care of most of those.
Okay. What effect did the bracero program have on the productivity of Doñana County farms?
Well, if we hadn't had them, there would be a lot of farms that wouldn't been able to harvest their crops, and that would have been real bad financially for our farm people.
What about the ranchers? Were there any Doñana County ranchers that used braceros?
That was not a problem with us, as I remember.
So the ranchers were not requiring braceros?
The big requirement was with the cotton farmers.
Okay.
And the vegetable farmers.
So could you describe for me your personal opinion of the bracero program as a whole?
I think it was a tremendous program at the time it was in effect, and something we really needed in this county and this area, and it done a great deal of good and kept many of our farmers and the business by harvesting their crops.
Mm-hmm.
And by and large, the big majority of the braceros were good workers and good people.
What would you say were the advantages of the program?
Well, they were here to work and to take care of harvesting our crops, and the farmers needed them, and if they hadn't had them, I don't know what we would have done.
What about disadvantages of the program?
I can't think of any. It didn't hurt anybody in this country. or any of our workers that were here, the few that were here. So it wasn't, there's no disadvantages that I know of.
Do you think it would be a good idea to revive the Bracero program?
Only if it didn't displace American workers.
Well, it seems like there's not a lot of Americans that want to do farm labor at this point in time anyway.
No, and if it would help our farmers to carry on and feed the people in the United States and feed and clothe them, and it would be good to have Bracero labor.
Do you think that there could be any benefit to the farmers in terms of, well, maybe you just said that, of enabling them to stay in business, basically?
Well, you have to harvest these crops. And today we have many mechanical ways of harvesting, but we still need hand labor in many cases.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a need, I think it would be a good thing to revive it in a way that wouldn't hurt American workers.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that stands out in your mind about the time that you were working with the Bracero program that you would like to talk about?
No, ma'am. It's just it was just something to do. It was a program that was needed and necessary, and we did it, and that was the thing that was done.
Well, as I said, this questionnaire, since it was not written specifically for county agents, I think I may have done about what I can do with it.
Yeah, that's about, I don't know what else we could talk about much, but I'd still like to say that it was a good program, well carried out, and was really a real benefit to the farmers in this county. And it was a benefit to the Braceros because they were able to work, make money, and go back to Mexico and have the resources to buy and do their thing at home.
Do you think it had an effect on immigration?
Well, they might have been, some of them would want to come over, but as a whole, they were Mexican citizens and were here to do a job.
The majority of them went home?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you know of any personally who decided to stay?
Uh-uh.
Okay. I guess that's all the questions I have for you, sir.
Well, I think it was nice that you're doing this, and it was a good program, and deserves to be part of the good things that has happened in the past.
Well, thank you so much. I'm going to turn this off now.